Good morning and welcome. You're listening to News18.com's Daybreak. Hello and welcome. You're listening to News18's podcast, The Daybreak, with me, Zoya Mateen. Let's quickly have a look at some of the top stories for the day. 2 days after his appointment, the Goa Chief Minister Pramod Sawant will face a floor test in the Assembly today. Sawant, who was sworn in on Monday night following the demise of Manohar Parrikar, said that his government has sought the vote of confidence to prove its strength in the Assembly. The BJP-led government in the coastal state claims the support of 21 MLAs, which includes 12 from the BJP itself, 3 each of allies, the Goa Forward Party, the Maharashtravadi Gomantak Party, and 3 independents. Now, the floor test is slated to take place in a session convened by Governor Mridula Sinha at 11:30 a.m. today. Today's floor test will come amid tensions with the Congress party over the BJP's stake on the government in Goa. Although Congress has the most number of legislators in the Assembly at 14, the BJP yet has managed to continue to keep its hold over the government in the state after renewed support from its smaller allies, the MGP and the GFP. Expressing his deep confidence over today's vote, Sawant has said that we have 21 MLAs and hence we are definitely confident of not having any problem in the floor test, which will surely prove our majority. Moving on, the former Supreme Court judge, Justice Pinaki Chandra Ghose, yesterday was appointed as the country's first ever Lokpal. The appointment has come through 5 years after the Lokpal Act was notified for affecting a panel of ombudsmen to look into cases of corruption and maladministration by public servants. Former Shastra Seema Bal, the SSP chief Archana Ramasundaram, the ex-Maharashtra chief secretary Dinesh Kumar Jain, Mahendra Singh and Indra Jit Prasad Gautam have been appointed as non-judicial members of the Lokpal. Fresh political developments came our way from the south in Tamil Nadu after the DMK released its party manifesto for the upcoming Lok Sabha elections at its headquarters yesterday. The DMK in its manifesto has promised to take the efforts for the release of the 7 convicts in the Rajiv Gandhi assassination case. The party, which is contesting this in the state this time in an alliance with the Congress, has also based its manifesto for the coming national elections on 3 key promises, which is jobs, crop loan waiver for farmers and reservation in private sector for urban population. It has further also assured steps for the abolition of the NEET exam in the state. Interestingly, less than an hour after the DMK released its manifesto, the AIADMK, the arch rival for the party, too released its election manifesto. And just like the DMK, the AIADMK has also called for the release of the 7 Tamil convicts associated with the assassination case of Rajiv Gandhi. Both the manifestos are actually similar on the issues of bringing education from the concurrent to the state list as well. And besides, both the southern parties have also vowed to fight against the imposition of Hindi language in the state of Tamil Nadu and urged the centre to make Tamil as an official language in central government offices in the state. Both parties, through their manifesto, have also pitched for the full statehood of Puducherry. Now, this is going to be the first election since the death of the party patriarch M. Karunanidhi and his son M. K. Stalin, who has been leading the party since, is under pressure to prove himself. The DMK is contesting 20 seats of the 39 seats. The remaining 90 would go to its allies, which includes the Congress, and the state goes to the poll in a single phase on April 18th. It's important to note that in the 2014 elections, the AIADMK led by Jayalalitha had won 37 seats. Of the other two, one went to the BJP and the other to the PMK. In more trouble for the cash-strapped Jet Airways, an umbrella body of its domestic pilots on Tuesday threatened to stop flying from April 1st if their dues are not paid. This comes after the Jet Airways Aircraft Maintenance Engineers Union wrote to the DGCA on Tuesday saying that they were not paid salaries for at least 3 months and their adverse psychological conditions put flight safety at risk. Now, the Jet Airways is currently operating only 41 aircraft, which is just a third of its original fleet. Addressing the situation, the Civil Aviation Minister Suresh Prabhu has asked his officials to call for a meeting to discuss grounding of flights, advance bookings, cancellations, refunds and any potential issues at the cash-strapped carrier. The 25-year-old airline is also in talks with its lenders, the state-run banks led by the State Bank of India, and its biggest shareholder, the Abu Dhabi-based carrier Etihad, to secure a deal. But talks have dragged on and it is struggling to finalize a plan. Right, with this we come to an end of today's podcast, but like always, we'll be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, like I always say, please don't forget to subscribe to our newsletter, The Daybreak, at news18.com. Thank you for listening. I hope you all have a really good day.
Thank you for listening. Stay updated by visiting news18.com.